Only in the past couple of years have we been able to have a paid manager, and that's been huge for our organization because, like a lot of other small nonprofits around here, there's so much volunteer power that goes into that that folks can get kind of overworked. So it's great for us to be able to create a part-time job in the community and also to acknowledge that it is work and to be able to give somebody some money to do that.
And when does that close?
So
when's the deadline for applying?
Yeah, we're accepting applications until March 10th, so that's coming up fairly soon. And we're basically just asking people to submit a resume and a couple references and a cover letter. I think that part's, for me at least, the most kind of important thing to know, like, what sort of experiences do you have with organizing events or with community involvement, which might be volunteer work or it might be paid work you've done in the past, and why are you interested in working with our organization? It's a pretty unique organization in this town, and we would really love to have somebody who sort of knows a little bit about the market and understands its role in the community.
All right. And speaking of the market, there's going to be some changes this coming season.
Yeah. So organizationally, we are going to be fiscally sponsored by a regional organization called Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, I think it is. And they're sort of based all over. They have people working throughout Southeast Alaska. Their history is sort of they started as a regional coalition of watershed groups in different parts of Southeast Alaska. And they were all kind of small because they're all in small communities. So they decided to kind of just band together so that they could share resources and not all have to, you know, pay to be an official 501c3. They could kind of share that as an umbrella group. And since then, SAWC has been branching out to do all kinds of other things. So they're facilitating a huge USDA food hub grant, and Petersburg will hopefully be in on that in some way. That's kind of something to keep an eye out on. And they're also just trying to become an umbrella group for other regional organizations, nonprofits that are doing anything along the lines of sustainability. So that's like, for us, that's basically local food, the local food movement. So it's exciting for us because it's going to relieve some of the administrative burdens of that the board has. So they will kind of do our financial stuff for us, and they will give us official 501c3 status, which we haven't had as a group yet. So that will allow us to do a lot more fundraising. The market doesn't need a ton of money to exist, but like the paid manager position is a huge expense that we have and that we feel is like really important to the long-term viability of the market. And then just basic things like, you know, being able to do some marketing and advertising and stuff like that. So that's one big organizational change that's happening for us this year. People won't notice anything on the, you know, when they come to the market, like there's not going to be anything really different because of that. But it is sort of a neat thing happening on the back end. I guess the biggest change for the season this year will be that we are going to do a few less markets than we've done in the past. We've been collecting data for the past couple of years since we've had a market manager. That's one thing they've been helping us with. And there's always a couple of markets in the season that aren't super well attended. So we're going to just kind of try something different this year and do a few. But we'll have a market every month, May through September. I think we're also going to be changing the day and time of the market. And that is still kind of being ironed out, the details of that with the board, but we'll keep you posted on that too. We should know that fairly soon.
So I expect the market to be once a month, but the days and times might change.
Yeah. In the past, we've done Saturday mornings, and you know, for some people that works super well, but also when you have a nice weekend, people want to go out of town, including like the vendors like myself. I'm like, oh gosh, now I want to go camping or be able to do something. So I think we're probably going to try a weekday evening market. That's what we're looking at right now. Another big part of that is Farragut Farm is a huge flagship vendor for us. They're really important to the market, and they are very highly affected by the tides when they can get into town. And so the Saturday morning markets for them were creating some hardships in them being able to get in and have enough time to set up and do what they need to do. So we've been working with them, too, to kind of see what we can do to make sure that we can accommodate their restrictions with the tide schedules.